Police cracked down on protesters, picking up again over the last several hours in Turkey's biggest city, Istanbul, and now spreading to Turkey's capital, Ankara, as well. You're looking at Taksim Square in the middle of Istanbul. What began late last month as a protest against bulldozing a park nearby has evolved into something bigger, focused against the government itself at times and the policies of Turkey's Prime Minister Erdogan. What you're seeing has ebbed and flowed throughout the evening, police moving in, then regrouping, many protesters leaving, some digging in. The situation heating up again within the past hour or so. And as we said, there are now reports of unrest on the streets of Ankara. Police in the Turkish capital firing tear gas overnight toward apparent protesters as armored vehicles cleared makeshift barricades along the streets. Meantime, this latest chapter here in Taksim Square is still unfolding. Minute by minute, it seems to change. Began over the span of several intense hours tonight when police moved into the square. Some of what you'll see in here in the video we're about to show you are not gunshots, but protesters setting off small fireworks and also the sound of tear gas canisters firing. Much of what you'll see in here is chaos with our correspondents right in the middle of it.
Again, we were standing right here when something like an altercation seemed to have broken out.
We don't know what sparked this police move. Arwad did, I think, say there was some sort of altercation. They've been seeing that, though, all day. So no specific reason why that itself would be cause to trigger such an enormous response by police. I'll just let you see the fireworks going off behind me now. It's unclear if they're celebratory or, as you've seen earlier on today, being fired at the police as part of the protests. We're seeing people run away now again, scattering. It's not quite clear why. We haven't heard the familiar crack of tear gas again, but they're moving. There we are. So much of the danger for people in these situations, of course, that fear of mass panic where people run in an unknown direction for unknown reasons. Here's the banging again.
You can see people trying to help us out because of the tear gas. The entire front part of the park right now has been cleared out because of the intensity of what was just fired in.
People are incredibly angry, infuriated at the way that the government has been handling all of this. But it's become a bit of a routine. Tear gas is fired in, people clear out, and then they move right back in.
Just a couple of 10 seconds ago, a minute, a massive volley of tear gas from the police in that direction. And now, one, two, three, I'm going to put this gas mask on, I'm afraid.
Nick, first of all, explain your vantage point, where you are in relation to where Arwa is and what's happening right now.
Right behind me, and just as you started talking, we're seeing fireworks. We've seen these fire towards police for much of the last 19 hours I've been standing here. It seems to be the weapon of choice. Let me give you a moment to listen to this. It appears to be the weapon of choice of protesters. Now, it's a confusing situation down the street closest to me. Let me explain. We're talking about a square here, the park. When we saw her footage earlier on, was on the far side. I'm on the nearer side towards me. Down the left, police earlier on this evening made a substantial foray. They pushed a lot of armored trucks, water cannons, bulldozers, clearing barricades, pushing everybody back. I can't see the entirety of the road where I'm standing, but in the last half hour, protesters seem to have crept back up that road, and that, I think, is where those fireworks were fired from. So it begs the question, what is the police strategy here? How do they intend to retain control of the territory they push forward and take? And we've been asking this question for much of the night. Hard to really understand exactly what their final game plan is. Tear gas now being released in that area. That is the standard tactic. When they see opposition, they fire these enormous volleys of tear gas cannons. They drift across the square, often blowing with the prevailing wind into our live position here. I'm hearing the shouts of protesters right now behind me down that road. We had thought that much of that protest had been pushed back. But we saw some of the armored water cannon trucks move in fact, fire water cannons into Gezi Park itself. And we're just now having seen for about 2 hours pretty much calm in this larger part of Taksim Square as the police went about their business using bulldozers, collecting the debris, the barricades, the leftovers, and ferrying them off. Things appear to have been under control to a degree, but now we saw those fireworks.